It's finally here. With Thursdays and Fridays games in the books, the high school football playoff season has arrived. Two Garland County teams picked up wins among the five games they played this week, and six of the seven Garland County teams will be back on the gridiron this Friday. I'm James Lee.
And I'm Krishnan Collins.
And this is the Garland County Locker Room Scoreboard Show. To start off, Lakeside sewed up the number three seed for the 5A South with a win over Hot Springs.
Yeah, James, I got to cover the crosstown rivalry between Lakeside and Hot Springs for the first time, and it was a fun game. Although the teams traded punches to start, the Rams ended up winning 48-29 to secure the number three seed from the 5A South. Although it looked like the game would get out of Hot Springs' hands early as the Trojans were down 22-9, Hot Springs stormed back to lead 23-22 after a pair of Robert Lanier touchdowns. However, Lakeside then scored 26 unanswered points to put the game out of reach. Rams quarterback Jordan Mills went 16-32 for 389 yards and 6 touchdowns, and Braylon Russell carried the ball 24 times for 89 yards. After securing the number 3 seed, Lakeside will travel to Wynn to take on the number 2 seed from the 5A East Yellow Jackets to start the playoffs. Although Lakeside head coach Jerry McBride knows his team has a tough task ahead of it, he had this to say about their win over Hot Springs.
I was really excited about our team and our kids. They played hard from the very beginning and did exactly what we needed them to do. Proud of our team, and it's a great win against a good football team. It's always good to enter the playoffs with a win, and we wanted to do that. We have a tough road, and we'll worry about that next week, but I'm ready to celebrate with our kids.
On the other sideline, Pierce Smalley led the Trojans with 72 yards and a score on 13 carries. Isaac Sheeler went 9-23 for 135 yards, a touchdown, and an interception. After falling down to the number 4 seed from the 5A South, Hot Springs will travel to the 5A East champion Nettleton to take on the Raiders in the first round of the playoffs. Hot Springs head coach Daryl Burnett said he didn't want the loss against Lakeside to affect his team heading into the playoffs.
Yeah, we 0-0 right now. Biggest thing is, it was a big game, a lot of emotion. We just got to... Oh, that's one of them tough ones, man. That's the biggest thing. I don't want to take nothing from it, just to be honest with you, because I told them, you know, we lost. You know, I didn't have them ready. You know, it's on me. You know, you kind of have a feel. I didn't have them ready. And, you know, some people, I think it's coaches talk. We just weren't ready. Forget about it. Go home and be with their families. Go home and enjoy the weekend. And I know it's going to be hard, but then come back in here with the head up high, chest out, and get ready to win the playoff game.
James, what can you tell us about Cutter Morningstar's game against Strong Huttig?
Wrapping up their first year in eight-man football, the Eagles had already been eliminated from the playoffs, but that did not mean that they got any mercy from an undefeated Strong Huttig team to wrap up the season. The Bulldogs took a 38-18 win over the Eagles in a game that had no bearing on the playoffs. With Mountain Pine having secured the number 2 spot, even a loss by Strong Huttig would have left the team atop the rankings. The Bulldogs jumped out to a 14-0 lead, despite the Eagles recovering an onside kick to start the game. But Cutter Morningstar quarterback LaShawn Jones and running back Caleb Scholes moved the ball down the field before Jones scored with 5:40 left in the half. Strong Huttig stretched out to a 26-12 halftime lead before securing the win in the second half. Eagles head coach Matt Kinzinger said that he was pleased with the way his team performed despite the outcome.
That's the challenge with eight man is, you know, you got one-on-one a lot of times, and they're a big guy. We put our best on their best, and, you know, he's a big kid, and so they performed, and he won some matchups, and it was just a little bit too much for us. Overall, defensively, though, I thought we did a really good job. They wanted to run the ball, and we stopped them. You know, and being physical is something that we've really emphasized this year, and I thought that we were very physical this game, you know, against a pretty physical and talented athletic team, so I was happy with that.
Lake Hamilton struggled once again as it took the road trip to Greenwood for a rematch of last year's Class 6A state title game.
Yeah, Lake Hamilton had a chance to earn the number 2 seed from the 6A West at Greenwood Friday night, but the Bulldogs shut out the Wolves 35-0. With the loss, Lake Hamilton fell to the number 3 seed in the 6A West and will open the playoffs at home against West Memphis, and they won't receive a first-round bye. As you can tell by the scoreline, it was a pretty rough night for the Lake Hamilton offense. Justin Crutchmer managed 116 yards on the ground, while Tevin Hughes added 85. Kendrick Martin chipped in 35 yards, as they were the only three players to pick up positive yardage for Lake Hamilton on the night. Lake Hamilton head coach Tommy Gillern said Greenwood really peaked Friday night as the Bulldogs showed out for their home fans on senior night. They'd had some injuries earlier in the season, but the Bulldogs got a lot of their players back, and they really put on a show against Lake Hamilton. He added that he expects his team to rebound and get back on the road to returning to the state championship game. He also had this to say about the challenges the Wolves faced Friday night against Greenwood on both offense and defense.
Yeah, you know, Greenwood's, you know, defensively, their front five, you know, met our physicality with their physicality, and we struggled a bunch to get first downs and just, you know, just move the ball. I didn't realize how, you know, they played a couple other kids that didn't play on film, you know, big physical kids, and it made it hard for us to move the football. And so that was one of the problems last night. And then, you know, defensively, you know, they threw a lot of stuff on the edges, and we struggled with tackling, you know, people in space. And we've just got to do a better job of tackling in space.
James, what can you tell us about the Fountain Lake and Ashdown game?
An injury-depleted roster again came into play for Fountain Lake as Ashdown took a 49-18 win over the Cobras. The Cobras were held to just 223 yards of offense, all on the ground, as quarterback Wesley Campbell was unable to connect on any of his seven passing attempts, getting picked off twice. But he did run in a touchdown. Stephen DeArmond led the team with 19 carries for 137 yards. Juan Diggs had 3 carries for 31 yards and a touchdown, as well as an interception for a touchdown in the first quarter. Abram Davis had 4 carries for 35 yards, and Tayton Smith, who went down with an injury, had 5 touches for 20 yards. The Panthers jumped out to a 14-0 lead before Diggs had his pick 6. Ashdown then scored 35 points in the second quarter to take 49-6 lead at the half. Cobra scored once in each of the final two quarters. Fountain Lake head coach Kenny Shelton said that while his team fought hard, they struggled to find enough weapons to come out on top.
They're a good quality team, and you know, kids fought hard. They played hard. Just didn't have enough bullets in the gun, not enough weapons.
The Cobras, who earned the number 5 seed from the conference, will travel to Pocahontas this week to face the number 2 seed from the 4A-3 conference. The only Garland County team to play on Thursday, Jesseville rebounded from last week's loss to Prescott to down Horatio on the road.
Jesseville ended the regular season with a 31-22 win at Horatio. Horatio actually jumped out to a 7-0 lead before Jesseville jumped back ahead 12-7, missing a couple of two-point conversions along the way. Jesseville also missed a field goal as time expired in the first half. Out of halftime, Horatio battled back to take a 15-12 lead after a Jesseville fumble early in the third quarter. In the fourth quarter, Jesseville finally put some distance between themselves and Horatio as quarterback Carson Harris scored a rushing touchdown as time expired in the third quarter and then added another score in the fourth to lead 24-15. However, Horatio didn't go down without a fight. Horatio brought the game back within 2 points at a 24-22 scoreline and drove into Jesseville territory late in the fourth quarter. However, Jesseville managed to stop on fourth down before Hare set the final with a touchdown pass. Heading into the game against Horatio, Jesseville already knew it would be the number 3 seed from the 3A-5. The Lions will head to Ryzen to take on the 3 seed from the 3A-6 to open the playoffs.
Mountain Pine, the only team in Garland County that did not play this week, earned the number 2 seed from the 8-man South Conference. They'll host the Augusta Red Devils this week, the number 3 seed from the North Conference. Thanks for listening to Garland County Locker Room.
If you like our content, please consider subscribing and get the latest content as soon as it becomes available. You can find Garland County Locker Room through all your favorite podcast providers. If you have any comments, questions, or suggestions for new episodes, please drop us an email at sports@hotsr.com.